Hello, my darling. My name is Charlotte. But you already knew that, didn't you? I'm glad to see that you're back for more. Make no mistake, it will be an interesting ride. Interesting for me. Oh, it will definitely be interesting for me. For you, it will be more than merely interesting. For you, it will be so much more than simply interesting. It will be a deep and a sensual massacre of your senses, of your desires, of your mind itself. And isn't that the very reason that you bought this session in the first place? Of course it is. You want to have your mind obliterated by me. You want that. And my darling, I'm only too pleased to wield the knives that will slice your consciousness to fragments. I will be only too pleased to tear you apart, pull you inside out, and remake you in any way I see fit. And there's not really much you can do to stop this happening. You could refuse to relax and try to persuade yourself that you have no interest in listening so carefully to my voice. You could forget everything that I say to you here. Consciously forget that you remember it, even though deep in your subconscious mind the words still echo around and around and around, pulling you deeper into such a state of anticipation. And even into unwilling relaxation as you just breathe deeply and respond to the verbal cues that I give to you. Responding even though you may choose to believe that you aren't going into trance. You could do that. You could pretend that you have no wish at all to lose yourself here in my world, in my words. If you wanted to, but you won't. You won't do that, will you, my darling? Instead, you'll lie back, eyes closed and breathing deeply, almost inhaling the thoughts and ideas that can seem to flow into your body like oxygen. You'll strain to follow every word, follow every direction, because it feels good to just obey. And for somebody like you, the thought that you can just obey when I say go deeper now, go deeper for Mistress Charlotte. The very idea that you could just let go now and follow my instructions. Let go of your autonomy. Absolve yourself of any and all responsibility by just doing exactly as I say. That's far too enticing to just ignore. The thought of letting all of your muscles go loose and limp, and letting your mind drift away into the ether. The thought of letting go completely and existing only in this there's nothing to think about but my voice, and nothing to do but absorb each and every syllable. The thought of becoming just a mindless toy for me. You won't pass up on that opportunity, no matter how much you might pretend that your intention is to resist. Resistance isn't just futile here. It's impossible. It doesn't exist. Just like your free will doesn't exist, in this calm, quiet space, where everything can still somehow be so overwhelming, where there's only the darkness behind your eyelids, the steady thump of your heart, the disconnected feeling spreading upwards from your toes, upwards, further into your hips, your chest, your neck, where there's only this and nothing more. Resistance doesn't exist. You simply are. You simply are more relaxed than you can ever remember being. And isn't that interesting? When you think about the fact that I've outlined to you how you're going to have your mind broken down to atoms. Isn't it interesting that you could feel so very apathetic about this fact? That you could just accept it without thought or question. Just accept that you will go deeply into trance for me simply because I say so. It's astonishing, really, how very malleable your mind is, my darling. That I could just say a word, and you would accept that word. Accept it. Accept it entirely. Before you even took the time to think it over, to taste it on your tongue, feel the texture of it in your mind. I could simply say a word, and you would embrace it. I could tell you now, sleep. And you might even find yourself dropping down into the deepest, darkest recesses of trance for me. Just that one little word, sleep, and all of the connotations of it would float around and around inside you, spiraling endlessly deeper into the realms of subconscious thought, and you would follow it down. Follow the word, my word, sleep. Because the only other choice you have is to stop, and you won't do that. You can't do that. It feels too good to stop. You don't want to stop. You just want to sleep. And I want you to sleep now. Just sleep. It's easy. It's so easy to sleep for me. To allow your body to sink heavily and deeply into trance. Letting your mind collapse in on itself. Going so deep that light and noise and attention and awareness itself is reduced. Reduced right down to a single point, a single and absolute focus on just this, and nothing else. A complete and total absorption in my voice and the words that your subconscious mind can seem to drink in, hyper-focused and absolutely intoxicated. It's so easy, isn't it? To just sleep. How does it feel to know that your mind is so weak and helpless for me, boy? Does it feel good? Does it feel like this is the only thing that could possibly matter? The only thing of any importance in your whole world right now? How does it feel to know that no matter what you do, what you say, how you feel, one word from me will have you leaping through hoops of flame just to please me? I know it feels good to you. I know it feels right. I know that every nerve in your body is screaming out for my approval. You want to please me so much that you were willing to do exactly as you were told, without reason or thought. All in the effort to prove yourself. Prove yourself worthy of my attention. Prove that there is something inside you that makes you different, special, interesting enough that I would bother to give you any of my precious time, even if only for a moment. Maybe you're wondering now what I might want from you. What you can do to prove yourself to me and show me that you really mean it. That service isn't just a word thrown lightly around while you grunt and jerk your cock. Show me that submission isn't a game to you. Maybe you're wondering what my intention was in forcing you into trance this way, where you have no choice but to listen and take in my instructions. I'll tell you, boy, I want you to obey. Oh, it sounds simple, it sounds easy. It sounds like just another casual mention of a trigger word that you've heard 100 times and that meant less than nothing. It may sound like that, but it isn't. Because when I tell you that I want you to obey, I mean it. When I tell you to do something, you will just do it. No matter what it is that I ask of you. No matter what the situation, you will just do it. You will obey. You might obey reluctantly. You might obey in spite of yourself. You might obey without understanding why, but you will obey. If I tell you to touch yourself, you will just do it. If I tell you to lick your spunk off the floor, you will just do it. If I tell you to shut up because you are boring me, you will just do it. If I tell you to cause yourself pain for my entertainment, you will just do it. You will obey. You will obey with trust and respect, immediately and without complaint. You will obey to the very best of your ability. When I give you an order, you will just do it. And in this way, you will prove yourself worthy of my time and my attention. Each and every time that you are given an instruction by me, you will follow it. You will follow it, and in doing so, you will discover the true meaning of submission, the reality of obedience. Not a game, not a string of pretty words designed to make you horny, but an enduring sense of peace found only in true submission. Because in order to truly submit, you must give everything that you are. Obedience to me means right now, no matter what. It does not mean if you feel like it, or if it makes you horny. No, I don't care if you feel like it. I don't care if it makes you horny. I care only that you obey, that you hand over control to me. Give up your freedom to make the choice. And just do it. Because I want you to. Because it's mildly entertaining to me. Because I feel like it. If I tell you to get on your knees and beg to be allowed to come, you will just do it. If I tell you to send me a photograph of yourself wearing very pretty panties, you will just do it. If I tell you to tie up your balls and smack them hard with a ruler until you are almost in tears, well, you get the idea, my darling. You will just do it. Whatever it is that I order you to do, you will do to the very best of your ability in the hopes of gaining my favor, trusting me with your body, with your mind, with your very life, trusting me to push you as far as I see fit, trusting me to keep you as safe as I deem necessary, because nothing else on earth feels as good as handing me the ability to toy with you, mind fuck you, and control you. nothing else feels as sexy and real and right as willingly entering service to me and devoting the whole of your weak and helpless being to the pleasure and entertainment of your mistress. Now, in a moment, you will be returning to full wakefulness, feeling completely alert and refreshed, totally submissive to me, and ready to embrace your role as my plaything. When the music ends, you will wake yourself from trance by slapping your own face hard across the cheek. No complaints or refusal. You will just do it. When the music ends, you will rouse yourself from trance by slapping your cheek hard and fast. And when you do this, you will come around immediately and completely, feeling absolutely alert, submissive, and wonderful. Are you ready, my darling? Let's see what you're worth. Let's test your obedience. When the music ends, you will just do it.